Welcome back to another beautiful edition of the show that brings happiness to the lives of millions of Nigerians, Africans, and global citizens alike. Welcome to What's Up Lagos.
That's right, and we're on the highway this morning. DJ KY's featuring Fino. That song, I would say, is the biggest in Nigeria at the moment. I don't know if I should say Africa, but I think in Nigeria at the moment, that song is the biggest song right now. And I'm feeling it, and I'm sure that a lot of Nigerians also are feeling that song. It's amazing. It's just a vibe.
I mean, it's got a vibe that is very special indeed.
You have to move your body on the highway. I mean, not on the main road.
You know, right. You're talking about it being the biggest song in Nigeria.
Yeah.
And that's by extension the biggest song in Africa, because when you look at the number of streams that Nigerian music songs get these days compared to other countries on the African continent, you know, I think after Nigeria, shockingly, we hear that Rwanda is the next country in terms of songs getting great streams. So, yeah, it would be a safe place to always say that if a song is the biggest in the country, by extension
is the biggest in Africa. So,
yeah.
It's safe to say that it's the biggest in Africa as well.
Yeah.
I'm loving the music. I'm loving the tune. And I'm hoping that you're loving the tune as well. It's What's Up Lagos on Nigeria Info 99.3. I am Andrea Odwobi Teke.
Great. And I'm Collins. A two, a three, a four. Take
care. All right, today's going to be a different vibe.
Yep.
Today we're talking about something very interesting. That's on Family Talk. But first of all, I want to hear how you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to do it on the show. You have to call us up and tell us how you're feeling this morning. What is the situation in your lungu? Let me use Collins' words. In your lungu, what exactly is going on? Are you feeling, are you stuck in traffic? Mm-hmm. I love what's going on around the other world this morning.
Yeah.
If you've noticed anything different, do let us know that you've noticed something different. Also, wherever it is you are at the moment, do hit us up and tell us how you're feeling this morning, what the situation is. Do you have a complaint or something? Do let us know, all right? But hey, remember that you have to be happy. Be thankful, be grateful for the fact that you're alive this morning. And do not forget to scream, "What's up, Lagos?"
That's it. You have to scream, "What's up, Lagos?" Talking about the environment, you mentioned Ada Road. And it's if somebody has heard, because we noticed that the tippers, you know, those annoying tippers, you know, if it's your hustle, I don't have anything against you, but it's annoying because every morning you choose the early hours of the morning from 6 a.m. in some cases, there are tippers on the road, blocking the road, causing people, causing traffic, making bikes.
Frustrating the lives of you know, Nigerians. Now, it's crazy.
Imagine that you dress up, that you are leaving your house, and then a distance of 5 minutes, you're spending an hour, you know, to cover that distance. It's frustrating. And it seems someone listened this morning.
Yeah.
We noticed that it was a bit more...
Well, it looks like they've been controlled.
But let's
It looks like they've been controlled. But let's find out. If you're on that road this morning and you're listening to us, do let us know the situation of things. Has the tippers, you know, the tippers, are they still there? The road is still blocked at the moment. Do let us know. 10:11 on the clock right now. Do call us up.
0700-993-993-993. I hope that number is back. All right, 0700-993-993-993 is the number. And if you are a lady out there, we have a special line for every lady. Every lady. Hello, ladies. How you doing? It's called Female Only Line. And we're still in the spirit of celebrating Women's Day, International Women's Day. And the number for females...
01465-7190. I'm going to take that number again. 01465-7190.
And that's it. We are live on Facebook. You can join us live by viewing what's happening on Facebook. It's Nigeria Info 99.3.
That's right.
The lines have been screened. For WhatsApp, you can send a message to 0809-597-5805. I like it when you say the number. I mean, it sounds sweeter. I don't know.
What's sweet about me calling?
The way you call it, I mean, Your voice and everything just sounds, it makes it sweeter, I'm telling
you. Say another thing that's on your mind. Say the real thing that's on your mind. Anyways, guys, do call us up. Either send a WhatsApp message, 0095975805. We have Kende on the line.
Oh, Kende is calling us now, being the first to be in the parts.
Hello.
What's up, Lego?
What's up?
Mm-hmm. Nasu.
Yes! Cheers to life. Great to have
morning,
you on the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Nigerians. Good morning, Lagosians.
Good morning.
Good morning to Friday from Ibuilerin. That's my guy.
Okay. Okay. All right.
My name is Kende Aliyo. I'm calling from Akeson.
All right.
I want to say I'm on the island at the moment anyway. Okay. Because I'm an e-hailing driver and I'm on the island.
Okay.
And while I was coming to the island, I think the Third Mainland Bridge was smooth.
Oh.
Okay. From the other hand, from Yanaworo.
Okay.
To this end of Adeniji, it was smooth.
All right.
The only thing is, if you're heading towards the Lekki area, I would just advise that you don't take the Osborn area because there's this traffic light that causes hold up on that.
The traffic light is not working.
No. It's delaying.
Okay.
So it's causing a lot of traffic. So the best thing you can just do is to come forward from that Adeniji. You come forward, you pass Mobalende, you pass the boycott to CMS. Then you come down at one particular street where you make a U-turn and then you join the Bunny Camp.
All right.
I think that one is better.
Okay, then. Thank you so much for...
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Kay.
By the way, please call me. Right. On Friday, I won for my family, the Arias family.
Oh! Yeah. You are the one...
Yeah.
So sorry. You haven't gotten your stuff, but you will get it before the end of the day. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you for that. Thank you. Wow. Finally. 0700-993-993-993.
That's right. You can drop your WhatsApp message or 809-597-5805.
You know, I can't wait for us to get into our main conversation, though.
Okay.
But we really need to hear from Lagos and find out what the feel is like in their Nilelungu and all that.
Okay.
But and also, there are so many things I want to do today. But let me just take time because I think Christopher is on the line now.
Okay.
If I give you that.
Don't just throw me on that bus. Whatever it is that you want to do. Hello.
What's up to Lagos?
What's up?
Chris.
Share the life. Share the life.
Cheers to life.
Yeah, Andrea.
Yeah.
I will only say thank you, my sister.
Oh, thank you too, my brother.
Thank you. Prof, thank you too.
Thank you.
Thank both of you, sir.
Thank you too.
Yeah.
Prof.
Yes.
You know that my Gura.
Okay,
you remember when they started work on that Third Mainland Bridge? You remember when they started, right? Since then, it's already on Sunday that I drive through that Third Mainland Bridge.
Oh.
To my surprise, all those potholes are still there.
Wow.
Is it tomorrow they will still come out again and close the bridge? They want to resurface the bridge?
And maybe, what they were fixing specifically may not necessarily be the potholes. It could be the waiting to hold the bridge for them. You know, it's down, Watana.
At least at the same time,
they've done the potholes, right?
After 6 months, we go back to that lockdown of the Third Mainland Bridge again.
Right. I know they're listening, certainly. And thank you so much for calling attention.
Andre.
Yeah.
Thank you, my sister. Thank you.
Thank you, too.
All right.
Nothing to you guys.
God bless you, Chris. Thank you. Well, more calls coming in, more reports across. The last person says that the Third Mainland Bridge, where they just do say they repair, say potholes still there. And I'm wondering that... didn't they repair the potholes? Was it just maybe we should investigate and find out what exactly they're repairing, and
that would be better.
Absolutely. And Lagosians, let's talk. Ladies, let's talk. Men, let's talk.
Hello. Okay.
Hello. All right, line's jamming. Yeah, you could do the same. I think we check on Facebook in a moment when we launch, get into our main talk. On WhatsApp, there are a number of messages, right?
Okay, Paul from Ogun State says, hey, what's up, Lagos Techies? I love you guys. We love you, too.
We love you more.
Let's see. I don't think this message is for us.
All right.
And this person says, hi, Collins. Did you see that tweet from Sandra about Bolt driver? We must talk about that issue. What issue exactly?
Tweet are you talking about?
Exactly. You can as well tell us what exactly you want us to address. Let's see. Edozie Din Naji says, what's up, Lagos? The Fantastic Two. Huh? Cheers to life. I don't know why you don't read my chats anymore. We are reading your chats at the moment. Edozie Din Naji. I know you well. And then I read your messages.
You know him well.
No, not personally. I don't know him personally. But yeah, I read his messages.
Okay.
I read your messages.
Great. To know.
Let's see. He says, send my safety screenshot, this guy. Yet different person showed up, different car, different plate number. I refuse to get in. Oh,
yeah.
We've had this particular experience as well.
Mm-hmm.
Should we talk about it or not?
No, tomorrow on Techie Talk.
All right, on Techie Talk, we'll talk about it. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. What's your name now? You just dropped this message.
Mm-hmm.
Salari.
And the excuse is, let's talk about it tomorrow. You know,
right.
For those who don't know, well, let's just give a tip. It's about you ordering for a ride, another number, another face, another
plate number.
The car color is different.
You can see that the number you called is the person in front of you,
uh-huh.
But it's not the same car, it's not the same plate number.
Uh huh. So, you know, that experience, how do we handle it and how can we avert it? Because now some people feel used. Raw people.
We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Tomorrow on Techie Talk.
Can we delve into family talk already?
Should we head
straight to our topic?
Uh-huh.
It's a very interesting conversation, and that's because it's actually significant to both of us.
Yep.
Because it actually does reflect our lives. It actually does affect us personally.
Yep.
We're talking about multicultural families leaving in a multicultural family. What are the challenges?
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, when we look at the way our society is built, we're not just one ethnic group, right? It's not just one tribe.
Yeah.
And we can't say we want to marry just one tribe. We fall in love. Love works in mysterious ways.
I'm telling you.
You can fall in love with somebody who is not from your place.
Uh-huh.
And you know, love is pushing you, marry my brother, marry this brother, and you know, that's where the heart is going. But you know, sometimes, right, our families would say, no, I prefer that you marry from our family, marry from our culture, marry from our tribe.
Mm.
People do this a lot, and it's something that's been over the years where families will prefer that their siblings or their children marry from their own tribe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it has caused a lot of trouble. It has divided homes. It has wrecked people's heart, broken people's heart. Yeah. I remember one of our colleagues had same experience where she had already said yes to the guy he's proposed.
Mm.
She has gone to see them only for him to call her back and said, my family said we can't go ahead with a marriage. And she was like, why? And the reason was because she's from a different tribe.
Ah. All in Nigeria, right?
All in Nigeria.
That
we've also seen families who went ahead to get married with, you know, different culture, different tribe, different religion.
Mm-hmm.
And then the question is, how do we train our children?
How do you manage?
What culture should we teach them?
What language?
What language should we teach them? You know?
Yeah.
So it goes on. And trust me, there are a series of challenges. How do we deal with these challenges?
Uh-huh. That's
what we're talking about today.
Yes, I'm very personally elated that you brought this up, and it's a topic we're having a conversation on today because, like you said, we're affected. Let me start from me growing up.
Yeah.
The reason I didn't grow up with my dad, my biological father, was because of this.
Hmm.
Because my granddad, who's my mom's dad, who names me Teke, insisted that my mom, who was just 18 at the time, shouldn't get married to my dad because they're not the same tribe.
Mm.
It was not the same tribe. In fact, it was so serious that, you know, these tribes call themselves different names.
Wow.
Different names. So, you know, they're good names just to say, you want to go and bring that XYZ. And that affected me because, you know, I grew up in a house with a stepdad who was a great guy. You know, I like him. He taught me a lot of things. But I also missed the fact that I didn't have my dad with me. And my mom also, of course, for her to have fallen in love with my dad, that's because she was in love with my dad. Now she was forced not to get married. Now I had identity crisis. You know, I had to, what do I identify with? My name is a bit different from my siblings. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it became a problem. Now that's one angle. Now talk about those who marry from two different countries. Now, first of all, you know. All right. So
I remember when we wanted to go ahead into all this, and I told my mom. My mom was like, "Where is he from?" And I said, "Okay, he's from, not from the country." And she was like, "Hey, let it not be that one day now he would say, come, let's go back to my country. And you people will leave me here." And I'm like, I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't get it. Like,
you got, you acted like, for the second, mom, I was like, yo, are you a mom?
That's exactly the way she sounds, you know. And then I was like, no. Like, I don't understand. Like, are we going to carry you along with us? You know, she feels like she's going to be separated from us. Mm-hmm. You know, she's like, she's not, everything's going to be weird. Mm-hmm. Her grandchild is not going to, you know, be with her almost all the time. Uh-huh. She's not going to get to teach him a culture, you know, those things. Mm. And I don't know if it's just mere sentiment or it has to do with, you know, not letting your culture die.
Mm. No, I think it has to do with sentiment and the fear of the unknown. Mm. You know, when you don't know, when you feel that you don't understand the people's culture, you do not sit, you do not agree with this. There are many factors. One, you do not agree with the people's culture.
Yeah.
Or you do not know about the people's culture. So the fear of the unknown. What if their culture is the type that the woman will be doing this and that and that? What if their culture? So parents usually have
those
genuine
sentiments.
Fears and sentiments.
Yeah.
And that's why this conversation is very important.
That's right.
Because it's multifaceted. And there are those who are married from different countries, even Lagos here. There are those who are married from different tribes. Mm-hmm. How do you deal with these challenges? Hmm. What do you agree to teach your children? Right now, Zane is in the mix.
He's in the mix.
So is he going to learn Igbo? Is he going to learn Bakwere?
Mm.
Or is he going to learn Sawa language from Douala or from Boya? Will he learn... You know, I also identify with, I don't only identify with the Igbos in this country, I identify with the Yorubas because I've also spent a lot of time in the Yoruba land that I so much, I mean, I'm more in the culture than any other culture.
Yeah.
Now, there are things I've picked that I want to teach my son from the Yoruba culture. There are things I want to teach my son from the Igbo culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the mom would do the same.
Yeah,
and there are things I want to teach my son from the Bakwere culture. All right, as Igmana Mukwe. Mm-hmm. I want to teach him things also. So the question is, isn't that confusing alone?
For me, right, I think it's a privilege. I think it's a very huge privilege.
All right.
I don't think it should be a problem. Although, right, like you mentioned, parents, families, they have their fears, their sentiments. Mm. You know, it could be that they don't want to lose their culture. It could be that they just want to have their people to themselves, you know, things like that. But, you know, it's a whole lot to unravel in this conversation this morning. We're going on a quick break. When we come back, we will continue the conversation. And hey, we would love for you to jump into this conversation as well. Share with us your experiences and how we can solve the problem. Stay with us.
Absolutely.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Welcome back. You're live on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info, this beautiful morning in the city of Lagos.
That's right. And this is What's Up Lagos.
Yeah.
Today on Family Talk, we're talking multicultural families.
Uh-huh.
The challenges that we get to face. And why is it a big deal? Why do people have sentiments when it comes to, you know, two individuals who are in love, but who are not from the same cultural background, who are not from either from the same country or the same tribe?
Okay.
And people get angry. And, you know, families don't like that people like that want to come together and, you know, stay together as one?
Yeah, could that be because of the fact that, you know, what do you teach a child? Like, okay, which are we going to choose now? Will you agree? Mama is Igbo. Your father is from Cameroon.
He's Bakuri.
He's Bakuri. So what do you teach this child? What culture? Now, some will say, well, it's the man they will follow. Mba. What if the man's culture does not suit the woman? So what do we do? So I think this could be one of the reasons why people will say, just go to a tribe that you know.
It's easier.
And it's easier.
Mm.
But let's, it would be nice to hear from Lagos. Really.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Let's hear from you, Lagos. So call us up 0700-993-993-993. If you want to send a WhatsApp message, do send a WhatsApp message to 0809-597-5805. And if you're a woman.
Oh, ladies.
Ladies, shout out to you all, strong, amazing women. Do call us because we want to hear from you. 01465-7190.
That's right, it's 10:35. Let's see who the lady is on the line. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos? Good morning. Cool, Allah, there's some hold back.
Hello, Lagos.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos? Hello.
I'm good luck, and I'm calling from Sule.
Good luck from Sule. Good to have you on the show.
Okay. I don't know what to say about this, but what me I think is that you pick the good side of the father's culture and the good side of the mother's culture. The one you know that is best.
Okay.
And you need to pick the side.
Okay, thank you. You said you should pick the good side of the question we asked about multicultural family. One of the challenges is, okay, our mama is from here, our papa is from here. So what's culture? What you pass down? Is it both? He said you should pick both.
The good part. All right. Anita is a first-time caller.
Okay. Hello, Anita.
What's up, Anita?
What's up?
Yay! Yes. Welcome. I want to share my experience on
multicultural families.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, shoot. We're here for you.
I happen to come from the north.
All right.
Okay. And I got married to Ghanaian.
Okay.
So it's a total combination, north and Ghana. My mom was like, will you do that? I said, yes, ma. What if you go away? That is because I love my man. You don't let me stay with you all my life because I need to live my life the way I please.
Mm-hmm.
But to my greatest surprise, some of all these relationships, sometimes our parents used to come at last. They used to be the people that they will prove you wrong because at the end, the man will disappoint you and you will end up like you're stranded. You will now start thinking, I didn't be, I happened to my mother. I didn't be, I married my tribal person. You will not do this to me.
Wow.
Go ahead.
I don't advise young girl like me out there. If you're not sure of that relationship, please don't go there because I've tested it.
Is that what you're experiencing?
Ma?
Is that what you're experiencing at the moment? Your Ghanaian husband's left you.
Yes. He left me as a matter of fact, he's planning to go outside the country. And my baby is with me. I have to send the baby to my mom for me to focus with work.
Hey.
It's not easy.
Ah.
Wow.
Men.
I don't advise anyone like me to go there because I always sit down and say it's my tribal person. It will not be like that.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I want to say that the fact that it turned out that way for you does not necessarily mean it's going to turn out that way to anybody or for any other person.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think that it is because of the tribe the man acted that way. The man was just being him. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. He was just being dodgy and cunny and he left you.
Even if it was any tribe.
Even if he was your way. Yeah. If he's that kind of person, he's going to leave you regardless of his tribe or regardless of, you know, what country he's from. But I think I understand her point. She's saying that, I mean, if it was somebody who you are in the same country with,
you shall go to that
you'll
village.
You'll be find that village. You'll be go that side.
We're here.
We're here with your Pekin, like your wife. You understand? You know their culture. You've gone there. You've paid homage. You've done your tradition. You've done what it is. They know you. you, the family knows you, you can go and make claims. Right. But somebody you don't know in another country, how do you get to do that?
Well, you haven't been to my hometown, have you?
That's right.
Do you ever think that I could run away someday and never
come? You and
Don't worry, please.
You and I know. You and I both know that it's not going to be possible. You and I both know. That's not a thing, Cam. But you and I know that's not possible. Yep. But the fact that I haven't been there, sometimes I get to ask myself the question that I really don't want Zane to, you know, experience life there.
Okay.
I want him to learn the language, not just the dialect, but also the French language there.
Okay, yeah.
I also want him to, you know, mix with the culture there, right? So I'm like, if I haven't been there, how are we going to have that happen? You know, it's not just going there to go and spend holiday, maybe 1 month, 2 months, and come back.
Yeah.
And then you not learn all those things in that short space. It has to be frequent or for a very long time. So I keep asking, how and when will that happen? Would it be possible?
I know. I love experience. Even I can't wait to see the day that would match the lands of the flowers or the ground. Of the land of Mukwe, you know, and I get back. I can't wait. But let me know. I know that you certainly would have thought once in a while, this guy wrong good.
That's my mom's fear, you know.
But you don't have the fear.
I don't have that fear.
Because you know that.
I know that. You and I both know, you know.
Really, Salo.
You got to don't leave me. You didn't hear what I said. Yes, you didn't guess me. I said, you didn't hear what I said.
Okay, say it again.
I said, you and I both know that I know
that
you both know. You see, I've missed it.
Anyway,
don't leave me.
Thank you. Messages on Facebook, a lot of them coming in. We're talking about multicultural families. How do we deal with that? I mean, what are the challenges, common challenges in multicultural families? You know, and relationships generally, too, not just families and all that. You heard one of the callers telling our own experience. The guy ran to the voter region. Of Ghana.
And left her with a child. That's sad. That's and truly sad. We have a few phone calls.
Absolutely.
Hello. Good morning. Top of the day to you. What's up, Lega?
What's up?
What's up, Polyteke?
What's up?
The holy man from Kalahari Desert.
Hello.
Hello, be thy name. Hello, be thy name.
Hello, okay. Should I say what? Daiki.com.
I was with Pop Pop.
The holy Pop Pop. You know what, Peke?
Tell us.
This thing has started from God.
Uh-huh.
Looking at the takeover of the fallen angels all over the entire universe before Jesus Christ came. So God warned the Israelites he started his ministry with not to marry the unbelievers. Only the Israelites should marry themselves. And that's why you went and married an Israelite lady, Andrella. You know? So it is from God that the Israelite lady must not marry the Hittites. Jebusites? All those people that God eradicated before he gave the that land, the promised land. But however, the Christian fold, God has come to join us all together. That's why he called us, we are the royal priesthood, the holy nation, the peculiar people, to show forth his glory.
Okay.
So a Christian must marry a Christian. That is his own law.
Thank you so much. Do we have another call? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's up? What's up?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? What's your name?
This is Harriet, a first time caller.
Welcome.
Thank you.
All right, let's have you talk. Tell us.
This marriage of a thing, it has brought a lot of things into my life. I'm from Akwa Ibom State, but I married from Delta State.
Okay.
I never knew anything about Delta. But when I knew my husband in the church, I was thinking that it's just like where I come from.
Okay.
Because I saw that he was like one that have the fear of God.
Okay.
But by the time I got to know his people, everything about him, I regretted it.
Wow.
I tell you.
What exactly happened? Do you want to share with us?
The family is like, the mother said he should not marry anybody from any other place.
That is not from Delta.
From his place.
Okay.
That even the first woman he had, I think connected to that, the woman lost her life.
Wow.
But I never knew.
Wow.
So by the time I got there, I met the another thing entirely. And there was nothing I could do.
Wow.
Because already we have agreed on everything. I accepted him. But that battle never ends till today.
Wow.
So I think it's better for one to... I know that it's not everyone who... Because I've seen a woman from my state that married from Edo State. And she's doing very well.
Okay.
But in my own case, it was not the same. So, like me, I told my children, because of the experience I had, that none of them
should marry,
get married to any man from Delta, Edo.
Wow.
I tell
what,
you.
Sorry, what exactly was your experience? Is it their culture or just your husband's family? Is it
his
just
family.
The family saying they don't want to marry? It's not that the culture itself, you know, restricted you from...
No. I know that many of the Deltas, they are good.
Okay.
But the family I got to, the man is good.
All right.
But his siblings, when I was pregnant, by then I did not so much know anything.
All right.
They will come to the house, they will beat me up.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
Even
what?
With the pregnancy.
Wow. 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 Wow.
I don't know what they did to my husband.
Wow.
He did not realize anymore that I was the wife.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
He will beat me up. He will strangle me.
Wow.
What?
That I almost died with the pregnancy.
Wow.
Oh,
but
boy.
I thank God that today, everything have gone down.
Wow.
But that experience,
wow,
I've never forgotten.
Have you visited a counselor or a therapist? Have you met anybody to talk to? All right.
It was even in the church. Everything was open in the church. The leaders... Even there was a time they suspended him because of the way he used to beat me up, especially when I was pregnant. So, but now the children have grown up. At least my first son is 17 years now. But because of what that experience I got, the beating, the thing now affects me now seriously.
How exactly did it affect you? How you
my health. In my health, I didn't know that one can develop hypertension.
Yeah.
I used to breathe up during that time.
Yeah.
And now, the thing have come on me seriously that I can no longer do anything.
Wow.
It affects my health.
I'm so sorry that you're having this experience.
About me.
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry about this. And I have to commend you for the boldness.
To call
and share this.
Yeah.
Now, what you've done is you have taken a bold step, of course, to, you know, let this out. I know that emotionally you're feeling down right now.
Yeah.
But just think about it from the perspective of, you know, not only have you blessed so many people by sharing your story, you also have taken the right step, you know, to addressing it and overcoming that experience.
Yeah.
Like Andrea said, no matter what, still you have to see continue seeing a professional counselor.
Counselor, yes.
You know, not a quack, a professional
counselor. If you need for me to hook you up with one, if you need for me to link you up with a counselor, I can do that. So I would have them get your number
so that we can talk
so that we can link you up with a counselor. Is that fine?
Thank you very much.
Yes, please. Keep be happy for your kids and shout out to all of them. Tell them I love them. In fact, from now, they have won a new friend.
Thank you very much.
You have new family friends.
Yes.
The techers.
You have family friends here. We got
right.
you.
God bless you.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Wow. Do you know, I can totally relate to that story because my mom experienced exactly the same thing. You see.
Did it have anything to do with multiculturalness?
No, it had nothing to do with that.
Same tribe.
Same tribe. In fact, same Owerri. My mom is from the Owerri West. I mean, yeah. While my dad is from the north of Owerri.
Okay.
It's just, I don't think they really wanted him to get married. So, for every woman he wanted to get married to, they would send her away. But my mom stayed, and it was really frustrating. And, you know.
No, I want to know specifically. You said there was an experience. The woman talked about extreme things, like being beaten.
Exactly. The exact extreme things she talked about. I think my mom experienced even worse.
What?
Because she was running mad at the time. I remember mom running the streets, holding me and my siblings, you know, running around the streets, shouting that she needs help. Yeah, I remember that.
Because of in-laws that came. And
yes. I think we'll talk about in-laws another day.
If I slapped...
I think we should talk about in-laws another day.
If I slapped somebody...
I'm telling you, it's terrible. My mom is now still traumatized by the experience she's had with her in-laws. But it's fine. I mean, we're not talking about in-laws now. We're talking multicultural.
Yes.
We're talking multicultural families. And what are your experiences? Do you have such? Are you married to someone who is from a different tribe or a different religion? We're not even looking that way. A lot of people will say, marry a Christian. If you're a Christian, marry a Christian. You know, but we've come to realize that people fall in love, like I said earlier, mysteriously. You can fall in love with someone who's a Muslim. You can fall in love with someone who is not from your tribe. Now, how do we get to handle it? We've seen a lot of people experience heartbreak because of their families at loggerheads saying that, no, we are not going to marry somebody who is not from our tribe.
But if it's on Yubona, you say that you're married.
Yes, sir, because it's white person. Why do we keep doing this to ourselves?
I don't understand this, though. Please, explain this to me. What is cultural about... Oh, I think I'm going to have an understanding. Because, you know...
Soshebu has been on the line for a long
Soshebu,
time.
Oh, Soshebu, sorry. What's up, Lagos?
So sorry, Soshebu. I'm so sorry. Good morning.
I'll spend 5 minutes now.
Sorry.
We'll owe you your time.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. For me, there is a lot of benefit marrying from another tribe.
All right. Okay.
Yes. There
Tell
is
us, what are these
benefits? You have the opportunity of dual citizenship.
Yes, you're talking about another country, right?
Or even tribe.
Yes, even within the country.
Okay, all right.
You have children belonging to Lagos State and probably to Kano State or children belonging to Lagos and Akwa State. You know?
Yeah.
And then you have the ability of having the children speak two languages.
That's right.
So they can as well blend. Now, in the first place, you ask the question, which language should they learn? I think what is foremost is the man's language.
Okay.
Yes, they should learn that first. It's very important.
Okay.
So before the ladies. But children have the capacity of learning both, even at the same time.
Same time, that's right.
Yes, they have the capacity. Like my daughter, she speaks Akwa Ibom, she speaks Igbo. Okay. That's of Abia State.
Okay.
Yes, she have that capability.
Great.
And the younger ones do the same.
That's brilliant.
So beauty.
So there are benefits.
Yes, there are benefits.
Okay.
Then talking about marrying from another tribe, somebody referred to the Bible. The Bible does not stop us from marrying from another tribe.
Thank you so much.
That instruction was given to the Israelites. And even the Israelites married from another tribe, even at that time. So the instruction was to protect the Israelites from missing their religion with another religion. So if another tribe has become a worshipper of God at that time, the Israelites were allowed to marry such a person.
All right.
For example, Ruth was a Moabite. She married an Israelite.
Yeah.
In fact, Ruth became an ancestor of Jesus Christ. Rahab, the same thing.
Okay.
Rahab was not an Israelite. She married an Israelite. And Rahab, too, become an ancestor of Jesus' lineage.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm a Christian. I know the stories, but I don't want to come here and sound like a pastor or minister. But hey, we know what it is.
It was necessary for him to clear that, exactly. Because some people were saying, I heard someone quote the scripture to say, "Do not be unequally yoked with an unbeliever." And I'm like, hold on.
Hold on. Please let's pick this call before we go into spiritual things. Hello.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yes. Good morning. This is Uchuku from Badorin.
Good to have you, Uchuku.
Yes. I called in last week and about this marriage stuff. And by the grace of God, I'm also an international married man.
Okay. From what country?
Yes. No, we're inter-tribe, actually. Okay. I'm Igbo. My wife is Urhobo.
Oh, okay.
And just like you were discussing, my wife has not actually reached my place, too.
Okay.
And the story is actually like that. You know, the first time is that, you know, when we first met and we were planning the marriage, so many things. People are bringing their call.
Okay.
So, if any kind person say you want the coded password for your bank app, I be your PIN, I be your card PIN, I be the tiny number where they for the back of your card, your pay ID, I be the answer for your security question. I beg not give them all. All this information, them supposed they coded. You're not supposed to share them with anybody. Make you wise up. No make them scam you. This message now from Coda Microfinance Bank, the bank of the free. Make you download Coda for Play Store or for App Store to open account. Make you start to enjoy our wolf banking.
Welcome back to your number one talk news and sports station.
Izuchuku, you're still with us. Apologies for that cut. Are you there with us still? Ooh la la, he's gone. Call back,
we appreciate.
We have to apologize.
No,
it's really painful, man.
We are sorry. So sorry. Very sorry. We'll never do it again.
We hope so. We hope not to do it again.
That's right.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby.
The phone lines are buzzing fully. I think we should take messages.
Okay. Oh, man, this topic is hot.
It's on fire.
Wow. The messages are enormous. We have
it's
a number
as hot as Andrea.
Hello.
The topic is hot. It's on fire. It's hot like Andrea.
Okay. All right, let's move it on. Are you trying to make me blush?
No, blush. You hot. You know, okay. I know that for sure.
All right. Thank you.
I travel from, you know how many cities I travel from? I cross mountain. You know there's mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I cross Mount Cameroon. I came here.
Okay.
And I don't know Mario Hot Beef. They're like. All right, let's get back to the messages.
See my cheeks down.
So maybe I should start with the messages, right?
Yes, my cheeks are hurting.
All right, Bill Kiss Allison says, "Hey guys, what's up Lagos?" And eBay Sunday Onyekachi says, "What's up Lagos?" That's on Facebook. And KC Mokoro says, "What's up Lagos?" And Larry Yesufa says, "What's up Lagos?" Collins and Andrea, take care. Great work. The topic is a big issue in our society.
Mm-hmm.
In this situation of multicultural families, understanding of both couple matters. They can decide to choose one language and it's easy to learn. To teach their children. Multicultural marriages will help to foster unity and peace in our nation.
All right.
Thank you so much. And that's coming from Larry S. From Lekki.
Thank you so much for that. And I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Paul from Ogun State says, "Collins, you are sounding like a jealous husband. Andrea asked you to say what's on your mind before."
Is that our topic? Is that a topic? Is that what you want to use your data to do?
Okay, Okay. Let's see. We have more messages. Okay. I think this has to do with the report that we asked that they send.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Lagos Chester Live? Adekunle descent to Link Third Mainland Bridge mm-hmm. still has rough patches. Uh-huh. Experienced heavy traffic last night on descending the New Penn Cinema Bridge.
Okay.
The menace of the Keke yellow buses picking passengers there by the police station is disturbing. Lastly, what has happened to the Ambodi initiated Light Up Lagos project?
Oh-ho.
Lagos is still in total darkness on our major roads. Okay, then let's see. This okay. is from who? No name. Okay. But I'm okay, Yaya. All right, he says, congratulations to all the women out there.
Mm-hmm.
I am Odafi Yaya, texting from Ajah Sangotedo. The sun these days in Lagos is something else. So, my brother, if I taste, I don't feel your pain. I'm lying to talk. But really, though, what is going on? The sun, the heat is terrible.
Is it this the sun has rendered ACs useless?
I'm telling you, it's on the high side. But let's move on.
All right, YK Bolaji Aremu says, what's up, Lagos? You guys are doing well. Another one here, Adetayo, Bimi Shade. I'm hearing that name for the first time, Bimi okay. Shade. You say that, let me quickly take your message. Come on, I missed it. Collins, no time. He says, please kindly help me with. All right. Thomas says, what's up, Lagos? This issue is big, o. A Nigerian getting married to Togolese. Now, the grace of God person, they take leave, o. Family members with their wahala.
Hmm.
No love for the wife because she's not from the same tribe and country.
Wow.
And that's always the problem.
Hmm.
Because the people who are married themselves don't have issues. But you, that you are a family member. You know, our culture is so funny in such a way that family members have says.
Hmm. That's right. It's such a terrible thing. But we have to go on a break at the moment to bring in the headline news. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. To stay with us on What's Up Lagos. All right, welcome back, Lagos. It's What's Up Lagos on Nigeria Info 99.3. I am Andrea Oduobi Teke, and I'm here with my hot chocolate,
okay.
Collins. Teke.
Thank you, sweetheart, for that and the prestige wars. So, multicultural experiences, families, our focus today.
Mm-hmm.
It has multifaceted angles,
yeah.
And we've heard from different angles, and we'd like to hear more from Lagos.
Well, yeah, so do call us up, please. 0700-993-993-993, or you can drop a WhatsApp messages. In fact, there are a number of them,
mm-hmm.
if not a lot. 0809-597-5805. We're still talking multicultural families. The challenges, is it a good thing? Or not. Now, if you already have a multicultural family, mm-hmm. that is, or if you are from one, what has been your challenges? Is it a good thing? Has it been good for you? Has it been terrible for you? Have you chosen to train your family?
Mm-hmm.
Have you chosen to train your children, rather? Do let us know.
Well, by the way, there are over 250 ethnic groups in this our country. So
right.
we know how.
When we go, one marry only Igbo. One marry only Yoruba. One marry only Tiv. It's not possible.
And there are over 50. How many countries in Africa? 50 or 52, 51? I don't even know the number.
I mean,
so each of the countries have hundreds, if not thousands, of different tribes. So if we meet ourselves, we should not marry.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Those are things we want to ask today and find out. And how those who are already married or those who are in those kinds of families, how they're experiencing it. Now, what about the children? What has been your experience? Are you from a multicultural family?
Yeah.
What has been your story?
That's right. Let's see. Someone is on the line at the moment.
Chuka Mecca.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
What's up?
Cheers to life.
He couldn't do it today. Sorry about that. Yeah, I'm too capable on the line.
Okay, right. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
How is Shomolu?
Hi, hi.
Collins, we're still waiting for you.
We are coming. I'm coming. Don't worry. Very soon.
So, Collins, stop giving me this.
No, Bobo, I'm telling you.
Kind of, I'm coming.
I will. It's not. I'm not the politician. I will be there.
I believe you. We are waiting.
We're
going to give you a big surprise when you come to Shomolu. I can promise you that.
Okay.
But. It's like you want to elect him a minister or commissioner or what? What exactly?
We know what we want to do.
Okay.
But he won't come without you anyway.
All right. Till then.
All right.
So go ahead. Talk to us. What's going on?
Because of time to the topic. I've been a very, very great advocate of inter-tribal marriage.
Okay.
For real. I did that as well. You know, the fact remains that if I marry, I'm an Igbo man from Imo State.
Okay, wow.
If I marry someone from Ogun State or Ondo State, just like Sosiebo said, I mean, automatically it gives my children dual citizenship of both states.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want to nurse or think of ever hurting someone from that region. Though I won't hurt someone from any region, but that particular region, I wouldn't want to hurt anyone from there.
Yeah.
Because I am married from there.
Mm-hmm.
And the same goes round.
That's right.
Round the country.
Yeah. You're so saying that is the kind of mentality that we should have. But it will surprise you that a lot of people don't think that way.
They don't care. They just believe it's not our brother, it's not our sister.
That is it. It doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, I'm a Christian, I'm married to a Muslim, I have to respect that religion, I have to respect him from that religion, I have to look into things properly. I don't talk to them anyhow.
That's right.
I treat them anyhow.
Okay.
It works for me that way. And I believe if it goes around the country, we'll have the greatest peace, love, and likeness for ourselves.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You. God bless you. And shout out to all our people in Shomolu.
Yeah, shout out to you if you stay around that area. We have lots of text, WhatsApp messages, and we have to take them.
And Linda, too, is on the line.
Okay, let's hear from Linda, then.
Hey, Linda is calling from where?
Hi.
What's up,
Hello.
Lagos?
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, my sister?
Let's talk about the matter.
All right.
My name is Linda Salami.
Okay.
Oh, welcome, Linda.
I'm from Edo State.
Okay.
And I'm married to a Yoruba man.
All right. From where?
From Ijebu.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So, my parents were against it, but I still forced my head into it.
You shook your head.
After 5 years, I have two children, and my husband was very sick. At the end of the day, he slept.
Wow.
So, during the time of the burial, they asked me to bring money to bury my husband. Which I did. So, after the burial, the elder brother came. He said, my son, because I have one boy, one girl. My son was just 2 years and that is their father or is their grandfather that they cannot leave their son outside. I said that this is the only thing I have. I have not gotten anything. This is why I cannot leave my children for them. It's okay, I should take care of myself. I said, God will do it. As I'm talking to you, my first daughter is 24, my son is 22.
Okay.
They never asked of us one day. That is who we live on. Since then, I have been managing, taking care of my children. That is how the Jebu people, I don't know if it is all of them or is the family I married to, I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Collins, I never collect my soup money since last Tuesday.
Oh, you see? Okay, we'll have your number.
I don't want
right
my
so let me explain. No vex. So 41. Some people are doing 419. They will go and send message that they are the one that won. So we always want to make sure we. No, don't worry.
We'll get your.
We don't
own
doubt
now.
You. We'll get
we'll
your
get
own
it now.
Now.
Please stay on the line.
No, just stay on the line so that we can get your.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
I don't know how some people think that they can just come.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, I picked Ebuka already. Ebuka.
Okay, Ebuka, go ahead. What's up, Lagos?
Maybe we can talk. Come on, how are you doing now?
We did.
More colleagues. Yeah, uniqueness and diversity is just a matter of understanding, visual understanding.
Between who? Understanding between who? Because, you know, is it the people who are married or this family? Are you going to make the family understand too? Because that's what the problem has been in most cases.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I was going to individual understanding the sense that it also comes from the family.
Okay.
Because like you are talking about pushing your child so many, I was like, wow, when you go to Rome, you behave like Rome. When you go to any place, yeah, you are like, we teach so many languages. But mm-hmm. you think they just family culture at the same time, what they teach the child to get. You know, at times, even when they teach the child is meant to learn, practice on their own, get, so that they will also make their own decisions. But at times, you see people say, I'm from Christian family, born out from there, this and that, go outside, the child always misbehave, you get.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That, I want to ask you,
okay,
are you married?
Well, we'll find.
Okay, God will do it. You will find one. Now, if you if you find one, your love, as you wakari, she wakari somewhere else, another tribe.
Which Togo?
Ikari and Kong house. How would your family react?
Aha.
Would your family take her in, considering the fact that she's not from your tribe or your place?
Okay, let me not call them. My elder brother married Calabar lady.
Okay.
And even the Calabar lady, I have not been there before.
Okay.
My elder sister married. From Imo State. My elder sister married from Abia State.
Okay.
I went there, was it last December, four times since 2004. I was like, what? Very far. Get to, in my family, if you want to marry from any place, want to marry.
All right.
Get what I just wanted is just understanding. The question to understand how you relate to people.
All right. Your family seem not to have problems with you know, marrying.
They don't really
from.
Have problems.
Right.
Just the person's respect. You know how you react, how you talk. That's what they're after.
Right.
Are you the one that are you troublemaker?
Okay.
Instead, are you peacemaker? But my mom will keep peace. You know, most of us will keep peace. Then he's in the dealing.
Okay.
So because never said individual what to teach the child in the family. So
all
when
right.
he's going outside there, it won't be problems to other people.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll have to quickly take this from Facebook. It's coming from Balakwa Njoku. Yeah.
Okay.
Balakwa Njoku says, what's up, Lagos? Okay, she also sent her message on WhatsApp.
Okay.
Yeah, this same message was sent on WhatsApp. I was about to read it. A lot of messages on WhatsApp. Can you allow me to take these messages?
Please take them. Take them.
Jesus Christ.
Take the message. I've punked.
It's a lot, trust
Should
me.
Should I take this or you start?
A lot.
With hers. Should I take this Facebook?
Let me start with hers.
All right.
She's
right.
here on WhatsApp. So let me start with hers.
Mm-hmm.
Let me quickly locate that. Okay, so here it is. She said, what's up, Lagos, the techers? I'm South African, married to an Igbo guy and living in Nigeria. We met in SA 20 years ago and have four kids later. I wouldn't change it for anything. We teach our kids that love is found in any race, tribe, and country.
Mm-hmm.
The hardest thing is moving away from your country.
Mm.
Right. Especially moving to Nigeria because the culture and people, social behavior, EDC are too different. But love will carry you through. It wouldn't always feel like that, but I just look at my husband and kids and know I made the right choice. And she said, oh, my name is Mrs. Balekwa Njoku. And I do, right? And she says, I've been in Nigeria for 3 years. Welcome to Nigeria.
Welcome.
It's quite new, I would say. So yeah, welcome to Nigeria.
And that's another
and
person.
Shout out to you.
Cross
that's,
country there.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, let's see. This other message is coming from who? This is a complaint about Ado Road.
Mm-hmm.
Should I take it or just move straight to what we're talking about? Let's move straight to what we're talking about.
Yeah.
This person says, good morning, please. Can I get the call line, please? Because I can't get through while it's calling the show. Thank you. He says, to me, if it's true love, nothing can hinder the relationship. For example, I am an Yoruba man. Why, my wife is Yoruba from Ijebu. But at first, my family, siblings, mother disliked her. But I proved to them that she is my wife and I love her. At least I did something to my wish. But I think God will still together with... Okay. He thanks God and they're together with two kids. Okay, thank you so much. Let's see, this message here says, good morning, detectives. Thanks for bringing the Adro traffic situation to Lagos. The situation is still bad. Current situation has turned me into a security guard. I wake up early and get home late just to avoid the traffic and bad boys to take opportunity of the traffic. I think it's talking about the Adro situation again. Let's go. This person here says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, the sweet duo. Hope your night was splendid. The issue of multicultural marriage, I married from Imo while I'm Yoruba and no member of my family dares poke nose into my affairs. I don't even involve my family members in my affairs. It's my life and I prefer. This is coming from family.
The challenge of that could be that, you know, at the end of the day, you see family people, they always wait for you. Where is the village people?
See, I can totally relate to that. Let me tell you something. Now, one of the reasons I think that people get to feel or, you know, say they don't want their children to marry someone from another background or whatever. And there's something they do in Igbo land if they want to get married. As they did that to my sister, she got married to an Anambra man. Uh-huh. She's from Imo State. Now, what they did was they found out where she was from, and they went there in her absence to go and, you know, check the family, hear from around what they do in the family, their culture, if they worship small gods, if they have like a family curse, those things. They went to do all of those research before they said, okay, we found out that they're good to go and they were going to marry. Now, I said that to say this. A lot of people would say, I don't want my child to marry because I know the background of this people's culture or this family. I know what their culture entails. I know that you can say the husband is just you and it's just you
and getting
and your wife, yes. But the moment you no con day anymore, you are in the hands of the family. Now the family will not have the say to treat you the way they like, especially when it comes to, you know, when one is late.
Yeah.
We'll talk about in-laws, but let's go to the culture aspect, right? Now there's a certain cultures, especially when it comes to funerals, burying either a loved one or even the marriage ceremony or maybe other societies, associations, you know, that the family is supposed to, you're supposed to belong to, or what the tradition that, you know, that particular family carry out. Now, it might be that I don't like that they carry out those kinds of tradition. They are barbaric. I don't want my child to be involved or, you know, go there and carry another people's curse on their head. So these might be sentiments. These might be reasons why people would say it's better. You know my culture. I know my tradition. I know the way these people behave. It's better that you marry from my place. I think these are could be reasons why they say things like that. Or people, why parents or family members have sentiment. Although there are families who, on their own, they're not just nice people. We're going to talk about in-laws later on. But today we're talking multicultural family.
There are tweets, there are Facebook messages, there are WhatsApp messages. Certainly we can't take all of them. James has been on the line like forever.
Okay, let's hear from him.
Let's squeeze in James and then go back to the messages, you know. A lot to take. Hey.
Hello, James.
Jamies. Oh, sorry, James. Apologies, wow. James. So he waited for long. Guys, hang on with the calls for now. Let's take messages. You know, just pause for a moment.
Yeah.
Because the lines are really buzzing.
Yes, they are.
Joy Forever says on Twitter, hi, Nigerian folk. People experiences mostly dictate the choice of the future. I have an aunt who vowed none of her children will marry from a former bender. So that is former bender, in case you don't know, Benin, that's a Delta and Edo State combined. And
funny, two of my
okay.
It says funny, two of my people married.
Yeah, it said funny, two of my people. Please finish it. I missed the part.
It said funny, two of my people married Benins and have been wonderful. Let God lead to make a choice. You've moved it.
Oh, sorry.
Let God lead to make a choice. Oh my goodness. And cancel. And the Council of Elders, intermarriage is good.
All right, great. They say intermarriage is good. Okay, that's Joy Forever on Twitter. Thank you so much.
All right, on WhatsApp, we have Pius Ogba Obawale. Yes, says there's importance of married married from another tribe, okay? Mm. And he says, to ensure cultural cross-variation. Okay. This makes such tribes or languages that are liable to it to ensure unity for of purpose for society, peace, and good responsibility. I think what he's trying to say is that it's good for people to get married so that we go to encourage peace and what have you.
Okay. Yeah. Lovely. Lovely indeed. On Facebook, more messages are there. And a caller will list Sunday calling says, good morning, detectives. Please. Is it why people don't shout "What's up, Lagos" again? You two hear it.
They shout it now. What's up, Lagos? So they shout, they scream, hey.
What's up, Lagos, baby? They have chances. Hello. Let's move on. Okay. Oluwa Fumilola Omotolani Fresh EK says, what's up, Lagos?
That's her screaming, right?
Yes. Screaming, yeah. What's up, Lagos? I'm Yoruba and I'm married to Igbo from Nnewi. And it has been a smooth ride 4 years down, loving and supporting in-laws, even though no kids yet. But, man, I love the huge... Okay, the love is huge. I hear people telling that Nnewi men don't marry outside. But I got lucky because it's even the first son. And I learned more about their tradition and I've been cool with them. I love spending time in their villas. A shout out to my husband. And it's your husband.
That's Chineme Ike.
Okay, Chineme Ike. That's coming from Oluwa Fumilola
Omotolani. How sweet is that? Yeah. Like, that's her name and that's her husband's name.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just beautiful. Anyway, we have a message here from Sam. Mm-hmm. Sam says, hi, Techers. Thank you for this topical. Mm. It's an amazing one.
Thank you.
I want you to please emphasize the need to do due diligence.
Mm.
Okay, to do due diligence.
Diligence, okay.
Even at the very face of falling in love. Please, please, and please, Techers, let your listeners know that yes, we can fall in love, but please ensure you can leave with a new culture, religion, and an entirely new way of life.
Yep.
Especially in this part of the world, you can't really separate an individual from their heritage. Forget education. Falling in love first. First thing first, okay? He says, forget education. Forget falling in love. First things first. Do your due diligence, please.
Go and check.
I think that he just said what I said earlier.
Yeah.
The fact that some families go ahead to check the culture of who she wants to get married to or who they want to get married to. Mm. And, you know, they get to find out if they have generational curses, if they have generational health history, you know.
Rituals
that they do. Now, let me hit you with this. Now, my aunt, right, married an Anambra man as well. And there's a certain place, I don't want to mention the name. Now, her husband told her that he didn't tell her this before she got married to him. Now, when she already got married to him, he told her that she's going to follow him to their village. And before she can step her foot into their town or something like that, that she would have to swear an oath to the god that they serve in their compound. Yes. You know, before they can allow her to come in as this wife. They did not do her traditional wedding in the village. They did it in Lagos. So they did her traditional, her introduction, everything was done in Lagos. So this is her first time coming to their town, to the village. And she said she must swear an oath. And she kept saying, no, you didn't tell me this before we got married. I can't do this. Blah, 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 blah. I don't know if she still eventually did, but they're still married. I don't know if she eventually did.
For them to be married, let me say.
She must have done it, right?
Why not go do
it? You know, so these are things that you need to like find out. It's something that you can go ahead with. Just like he said, let's be pragmatic, right? Let's leave love. Love can come, right? But ask yourself genuine questions. Be true to yourself sincerely. Can you go ahead with these people's tradition? You know, can I go ahead with their culture? Can I do this? But we're not saying that it's wrong to marry from a different culture. If that culture works for you, good and fine. Go ahead with it.
I remember the first time I told you that in my village, in my town, that every child born is believed that they have an elephant on the mountain.
Yes.
And you're not asking me, say, do I have my elephant?
Elephants.
There?
Like,
was I there?
I don't understand. What was that? Anyway.
Anyways, we're going to find out all these and more when we travel. But guys, the truth is, we need to go on a break now.
Yeah.
Oh boy, how time flies. And when we come back, we take more of your messages and calls and we'll find out what you have to say.
I mean, the phone lines are still buzzing off the hook.
Absolutely.
And there are still lots of messages. Apparently, this topic is a serious one, a very, very serious topic.
Absolutely. Nani Adigbenga Muhideen, we see you on Facebook. Shout out. Are you guys legally married?
No.
Go to Ikoyi and find out now.
No. I don't understand.
If I give a left hand,
I don't get it. What kind of question is that?
You don't. Yes, the answer is yes. Yes, yes.
They want to know. They want to find out.
But it's okay to ask. Don't worry. Don't bother yourself with questions. You know, we'll have a day when it's going to be the techers. Meet the techers. We'll have one on one. We'll talk and find everything. For now. We're talking about multicultural families.
That's
right. More calls coming in, more messages. Right now, we don't even know where to go.
Where to pick, because it's just a lot at the same time.
It's overwhelmingly.
But we quickly need to go on a short break. When we come back, of course, we'll find a way to pick some of your messages. And also...
I think we have like a minute or so to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. After picking your calls and taking a few of your messages, then we hit the social media highlight. So just stay with us. We'll be right back.